from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there. I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. I'd like to begin the program with a waltz, which, when it was first performed in old Imperial Vienna, received what we would call today rave reviews from the critics. In fact, some of them went as far as saying that Wiener Bonbons, or Viennese sweets, was too good to dance to. Listen now to the Concertgebouw Orchestra Amsterdam, conducted by Nicolas Harnoncourt, as they play Wiener Bonbons by Johann Strauss the Son. The Wiener Bonbons Waltz by Johann Strauss, the son. Now, this waltz was first played at the Grand Carnival Ball given by the Industrialists' Association of Vienna on the 28th of January, 1866. Strauss dedicated it to the famous and very popular Princess Pauline von Metternich, as she agreed to take over the patronage of the ball when she was informed that the proceeds of the glittering evening would be donated to a Viennese hospital. Now, the Metternich, as this charming lady was affectionately called, was the daughter-in-law of the former Imperial Chancellor, Prince Clemens von Metternich, a champion of conservative principles who helped form the victorious alliance against Napoleon and made Austria a leading European power. But then came the 1848 revolution, and Prince von Metternich was forced into exile. Princess Pauline was a true eccentric. She was a brilliant horsewoman who loved to imitate the riding exploits of her ancestor, the famous Hungarian equestrian Count Sandor. She had a reputation for dressing in the very latest fashion, or when the mood took her, in really extraordinary clothes. And her hats were the talk of the imperial court. She was also known to sing rather naughty songs to liven up the occasional dull ball or social occasion, and was popular as a patroness of the arts and a great contributor to charities and worthy causes. Then her husband was appointed ambassador to France, and Princess Pauline became friendly with the Empress Eugenie, wife of Napoleon III. Her exclusive parties and entertainments became the talk of the town, and soon she was every bit as famous and as popular in Paris as she had been in Vienna. Let's return to Vienna. A well-known and very practically minded composer once said, "Applause is the most beautiful sound in the world." And what composer, waiting for the reactions of a premier audience, would disagree with that? Towards the end of 1882, Karl Mülleker's operetta The Beggar Student was rapturously applauded at its Viennese premiere. Exactly the same thing happened 13 months later in the very same theater. The first night of his new operetta, Gasparoni, was a brilliant success. Listen now to the popular waltz song from that operetta, sung by Hermann Prey. Dunkelrote Rosen bring ich, schöne Frau. I bring thee dark red roses, O beautiful lady. The Munich Radio Orchestra is conducted by Heinz Wallberg.
Empfindet, da werd ich nicht frei.
The Rose Waltz Song from the operetta Gasparone by Karl Mueller. Curiously enough, the composer withdrew almost completely from the music scene after the successes of both The Beggar Student and Gasparone. He resigned as chief conductor, composed less and less, and devoted himself almost entirely to his one great hobby, collecting picture postcards. Now to Josef Strauss, the second of Johann Strauss's three sons. Judging by the titles he gave many of his compositions, you might be excused for suspecting that he was something of a ladies' man. Titles like The Amazon, The Coquette, The Emancipated, or The Naive One, to mention but a few. But in truth, his heart belonged to his childhood sweetheart, Caroline, whom he married and was faithful to until his death, 13 short years later. Listen now to his Frauenherz, or Heart of a Woman polka. The Vienna Chamber Orchestra is conducted by Paul Angerer.
Thank you.
Frauenherz Polka by Josef Strauss, a musical present, by the way, for his beloved wife Caroline. Down through the ages, painters, poets, writers, and of course composers have immortalized the subjects of their heart's desire by dedicating their art to them, as well, of course, as winning their affection. Edgar Elgar, the great self-taught English musician and composer, was 44 years old when in 1890 he wrote his Enigma Variations. The way was now open to fame and fortune. Before that, he was forced to give music lessons in order to earn a living. He fell in love with one of his pupils, called Alice, wrote a duo for piano and violin for her, and then married her. Appropriately enough, the composition was entitled Salut d'Amour, Salute to Love. Listen now to this arrangement by our Cologne-based Salon Orchestra Köln. Egon Stegemüller plays the violin. Salut d'Amour by Edgar Elgar. Salut d'Amour, composed for his pupil and later his wife, Alice, by Edgar Elgar. I'd like to finish today with another composition also written for an English lady called Alice, but this time a little princess. The scene was Buckingham Palace in London over 100 years ago. Queen Victoria gave a royal ball, inviting over 1,600 guests. Johann Strauss, the father, and his orchestra were invited to play, and as a gesture of appreciation, the maestro composed the Alice Polka, dedicating it to the 6-year-old daughter of the Queen. And here it is, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by John Georgiadis. Thank you. Alice Polka by Johann Strauss the Father, ending this edition of Melody Time. The program, which was produced by Stephanie Giesen, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare, wishing you all the very best. And do take care, won't you? Bye now.